The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
He's been extremely cooperative with, you know, what I say I like or what I say I don't like. He's meshed, and we've meshed really, really well this offseason, and, you know, adding a couple new things that he think might fit, you know, the style of game that we play. I mean, it's just been a really fun offseason to finally be able to fine-tune things. Yes, to answer your question in a whole is yes, it feels very, very good to finally be in the same offense for the second time.
Yeah, when you think about that, this is what, the first time since Drew Locke left high school?
Yes.
That he has been in the same offense for a second consecutive year?
Correct.
Wow. All right, well, how big a deal is that?
Oh, that's huge.
I mean, seriously, I mean, how big of a deal is it? Because I think a lot of times I'll hear NFL players say, yeah, you know, it's everybody does the same things. It's just a different language. So, you know, it's not like, I mean, yeah, Locke's had different coordinators, but isn't there something to the idea that you're running the same things? Call different stuff.
Yeah, you are running the same things, called different stuff, but this is one reason that it's really hard, right? It's really hard to evaluate things or grade things, you know, from either from coaches, like you watch the coaches tape. Every coach coaches it differently. Every coach has a different set of standards, a different leverage point. However they're coaching it, there's nuance to every single play. And, you know, that makes it really difficult to kind of to do that. And as you go from coach to coach, they call it something different, but they want, you know, they want a different takeoff point. They want different footwork. They want different. So you're not only going, okay, this play was like this play from 2 years ago, and my footwork now goes from this footwork to the footwork that they want, which was like this other play. You know, and you start going through that in your head, man. That's a lot of info. When, you know, you go blue 80, bam, the defense shifts, guys rotate around and set up, and you got to be able to look at pre-snap, post-snap, all that footwork stuff. Man, it's just a lot. Next on the Morning Brew.
Two things there that make it hard to really comment much on it. One, the injuries with Calvin and Bobby. And two, the work that we've done for the bulk of the offseason, you know, that hadn't involved the linemen a whole lot. We started involving them last week and then today. So they haven't had a lot of work, and you need the pads on to evaluate O-line and D-line. And
is that not the perfect song for Vic Fangio?
It is. It is. It's great.
It's just perfect. He would love this. I mean, I'm sure he is. He was a Sanford and Son fan.
He probably has them. He probably has it playing that song playing on a loop in his office, relaxing.
So, talking about the offensive line, right tackle, some guys have been banged up. It's difficult enough to really gain any kind of true conclusions going through these OTAs and minicamps. Is it even more impossible to do it when it comes to O-line play and the battle for the right tackle position? Bobby Massey, Cam Fleming, guys like that, Calvin Anderson.
Yeah, no, I think you're right to a degree, but you get a sense of, you can still get a sense of who understands what angles, like who takes great sets, who understands what we're trying to accomplish, who gets that stuff, who puts themselves in a position. The bottom line is, you know, there's different ways to get into that position, right? And it's what you do once you're there, once it's real, once you're one-on-one, once you're doing that stuff. And you really don't know that part of it until you actually throw on the pads and actually do those things.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I'm very confident, man, you know, but, you know, we just going to go out there. I'm going to just go out there. I'm going to just do my job and compete, man. Wherever the cars fall, they fall. You know, I can't really worry about that too much. I know that's kind of the talk. The media is making it Javonte versus Melvin, who's going to start, this and that. It's not really about that, you know what I'm saying? It's about us winning football games, man, about us competing. So I'm going to go out here and do what I need to do. As a back, I'm going to go out here. I'm going to give my everything to this team because that's what, you know, this team deserves. You feel me?
Melvin Gordon rolls into town, says, ah, no real competition between me and Javonte Williams. You guys are just making a whole lot of nothing about nothing. Hey, listen, Melvin, you're a veteran. You're in the last year of a contract. George Payton comes in, trades up to take a running back in the second round. All you have to do is look at Minnesota. They took Dalvin Cook in the second round. If you don't think that George Payton looks at Javonte Williams as his version of Dalvin Cook, Melvin, you're not paying attention. You're fighting for your job. And what did you say? What did you say last week, I think it was?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he gets usurped and doesn't make the team. I mean, I don't know what the, like, all the cap ramifications are. But I thought, you know, I think he's a good back. I've never thought he was a top 10 type of guy. I think he's a good player, but I thought last year at the end of the year, man, he made some questionable decisions. I didn't think he played that great. And you know, you got fresh legs, a second round back, and you got another guy that you brought in from Minnesota that you trust in Boone. Yeah, I think the writing's on the wall, at least the message has been sent.
Next for the Morning Brew.
And Dawson crushes his ball deep right center field. This one will be caught off the wall. Tapia scores. Dawson with a second back-to-back double. 8-4 coming up.
The stunning Jekyll and Hyde nature that is the Colorado Rockies, home versus away, continues as they go out again and beat baseball's darlings, the Padres, for a second straight night, this time 8-4.
How about that? I mean, I got to be honest with you. It was 4-2 when I kind of started dozing, Mike, when my eyelids got a little heavy. Right, 8:30.
Enter Sandman.
Yeah. Yes. It was like I was Mariano Rivera coming in there to close it out. Oh God! But I didn't see the comeback. I did not see the comeback. Big Papa Bear got a little tired.
Brad Slareth, what a fan!
He got a little tired. Big Grizz. Big Grizz is in his bed. I got to go down and hibernate for the night. This is a good baseball game.
So, yeah, 8-4. They score 2 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th. Ryan McMahon. Safe to say Ryan McMahon will be their all-star rep, no doubt.
Oh,
his 16th home run, 43 ribbies, drove in 4 last night.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Plus, he has been so good defensively, and he has played, I mean, second base, he's played third base. I'm sure he's played a little first. I don't know all the places he's played, but he's been all over the place.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Hey, Michelob Ultra presents the Fans Match Challenge, powered by the CoBank Colorado Open and benefiting the First Tee, Green Valley Ranch, going on next Thursday. We're so excited to defend our title. Mark and I versus Orlando and Sandy, Stokely and Zach, and Tyler and D-Mac. We're raising funds. Yeah, we want to win, but the big thing here is to raise funds for the First Tee Green Valley Ranch, helping underprivileged youth in our community to learn life skills through golf. The show that raises the most funds gets 2 mulligans, so donate now in the name of Schlereth at Evans at denverfan.com/.
Yeah, we need you, people. Come on, let's raise some money. This is going to be fun.
Let's do it. Going to be a good time. We're going to be, station will be broadcasting out there, live all day, so it should be a fun, fun time. Tell me why I'm wrong. Come on, folks. Pick up your game. I got to see Mark admit he's wrong, or that, even better, that you're right. Next.